The sun descends a bit sooner and summer begins to fade. From SDPB, today is Thursday, June 22nd. This is In the Moment. Coming up this hour, the kids are headed back to school. Labor Day is around the corner, but let's not say farewell just yet. Today, we celebrate summer 2024 by hearing from a few of the touring musicians who brought us together at music festivals and fairs and concerts across the state. Here is the set list. Eliza Blue plays her song, Living Like a River. High Horse brings you the traditional tune, Been All Around This World. We'll talk with Terrence Simeon about the origins of Zydeco. The Warren Treaty sing The One That Leads Me Home. And Jay Wagner and Tim Fast bring you music from Montrose, If I Go, I'm Going, and the story of Herschel Lee Brown. Plus a little fresh tracks later in the hour. I'm Lori Walsh. You're in the moment. News is first. You're listening to In the Moment on SDPB. I'm Lori Walsh. Summer is coming to a close, at least if you have kids heading back to school. And even though we really have almost a month of summer days left, we can't help but notice the sunsets are getting a bit earlier, which means the days are getting noticeably shorter. Well, one of our favorite things about summer programming here on In the Moment is welcoming musicians touring the state for summer concerts and summer music festivals. Many perform for us around our own tiny desk inside the STPB Kirby Family Studio. If the band is a little bigger, we open up the Leo P. Flynn Gallery to make that table big enough for several instruments. And this hour, we are looking back at some musical moments in sound. Let's begin with South Dakota singer-songwriter Eliza Blue.
Well, this is a song. It's called Living Like a River. And I've been sort of on tour the past couple weeks, and I have been joking when I play this song that it's the prequel to The Little Pasture on the Prairie, because it definitely, before I came here, I moved a lot. I was on the road all the time. I didn't know if I was ever going to find a home that felt like home, but I wanted to. So that's what this song is about.
We can listen to the whispers in the trees from my little bed beside the grassy sea. And you can tell me in a voice so soft and low that you will always love me and you'll never let me go. But the truth is, I fear love can never win. As I say it, I'm diving in. See, I fear I'll hurt you in ways that I can never mend. I write you letters that I don't to send, and even as I sing this in a voice so soft and low, I'm turning to a place you cannot go. There lays a bed of stone. Beneath the desert, cool rivers often flow. I've been living like a river, but I'd rather be a tree.
That's Eliza Blue playing live in the SDPB Kirby Family Studio earlier this summer. Now, here is a band who brought big acoustic sound to South Dakota this year for the Sioux River Folk Festival. High Horse has two members with connections to the state, and they are a four-piece string band with an album release this fall. Today, let's listen to them offer a traditional tune.
Working on a new railroad with mud up to my knees. I'm working on a new railroad with the mud up to my knees. I'm working for Big John Henry. He's so hard to please. I've been all around this world. Up on the Blue Ridge Mountains is where I'll take my stand. Oh, up on the Blue Ridge Mountains is where I'll take my stand. Rifle on my shoulder, six shooter in my hand. I've been all around this world.
Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Hang me, oh hang me.
Remember Molly when you gave me your right hand?
Do you remember Molly when you gave me your right hand? You said if you ever married that I would be the man.
I've been all around this world.
Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and
sweet Molly, come and open up the door.
Molly, sweet Molly, won't you open up your door? For I had to open it with my bad 44.
I've been all around this world.
Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and
the new railroad is finished, boys. The cars are on the track. The new railroad is finished, boys. The cars are on the track. Molly's riding on down the line. She ain't coming back. I've been all around this world.
Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. It's not the hanging that I mind, it's laying in the grave.
You're listening to In the Moment on SDPB. I'm Lori Walsh. Well, today we are looking down the final month of summer by celebrating summer sounds of South Dakota as featured in outdoor music festivals. Artists from all over come to the state. They take the stage at fairs and on patios, on stages, and in song circles. And all summer long, SDPB also brings you a live stream of performances at the Levitt Shell in Sioux Falls. Some of those artists also stop by the SDPB studios to play for us and to be in conversation about their art on In the Moment. Here's a highlight. Terrence Simeon. He leads a highly skilled Zydeco experience band. He is a two-time Grammy Award winner and an eighth-generation Louisiana Creole. He's one of the most accomplished artists in American roots music today, and he was a generous delight in the studio. Here's part of our conversation. What is it about the music that you have learned through studying it and through playing it that gets into people's souls in this way that makes them move and connect?
Well, I can only explain about it. The music is sweet medicine, good medicine, you know what I'm saying, that makes you really feel good. I mean, you just look at this instrument right here, the accordion. Oh, you look at this instrument right here, the frottoir. You know, just looking at the instrument put a smile on your face, you know. And the music is rooted in the Creole community. The Creoles have been in Louisiana since the late 1600s. My family, the Simeons, been there since 1756. And, you know, it's like the music, the DNA of the music have, like, influences from all over the world. I usually use my family's DNA to explain to people what a Louisiana Creole really is. I'm part French, African, Spanish, Native American, German, and a little bit of Irish. And, you know, the music and the food and the culture is all influenced by all these different people coming together and making families and having kids that look like me, unfortunately.
So do you have a memory of the music when you were just a little shaver? What were you hearing, and how was it part of your life when you were small?
That's a good question. I was I grew up Catholic, and as a fundraiser, Father Bonnet, who was our priest, and he was actually from Brooklyn, New York, and he was with the the order of priests were called the Josephite Fathers.
Okay.
And they were dedicated to bringing, you know, the religion, the Catholic religion, to the Native American people and African American people and those communities, because, you know, there was segregation for a long time in the South. And so Father Bonnet had this idea of doing a zydeco dance at the church hall and have it be a fundraiser every month. So as a kid, I can remember I was like 3 years old listening to this music, you know, and families would come out with their kids, and you had from 3 to 93, because grandma and grandpa, they was on the floor, you know. The music would connect with everybody. And I can remember once I was chosen, they would do like little door prizes, you know. They'd give out tickets and you could win something. So they'd get this kid out of the audience to pick the ticket, the winning ticket. I was chosen to do that once. And I remember seeing a guitar that was just laying on top of the amplifier. And then I ran my fingers across the strings and heard that sound. And after that, I was never the same.
You have studied the history of this music, and I'm wondering about early recordings. How far back were people recording Zydeco music? And then let's talk about how it continually evolves. You're pushing it forward to the next generation, but how far back have you heard recordings?
That's a good question. Alan and John Lomax, who was recording for the Library of Congress, came to Louisiana back in the 20s and 30s.
Wow.
And there's actually some recordings that date back to 1925 by Amédée Audouin and also some recordings of the earliest form of Creole music, the style we call the juré, which was done just by clapping your hands, stomping your feet, and using your voice. And those recordings, you know, are so valuable, you know, to trace back our history and the history of the music. Because, you know, people back then, they didn't think about, you know, preserving or you know, the music was just there and they just did it, you know. But you know, these recordings can really show the evolution of the music from the juré. I got a little rhyme that I do. From the juré to Amédé to Clifton Chenier to where the music is today. And Amédé Audouin was the first Creole to record Creole music using the accordion and singing in French. And a lot of those songs were some old juré songs that was done with the first style, the clapping of the hands and stomping of the feet. And then during Clifton Chenier's era, the electric instrument started making its way into the music, and electric influences like the blues, the jazz, the early rock and roll. So you can hear some of those Clifton Chenier songs that are really, you know, laced with a lot of blues, fused with a lot of blues, jazz, and rock and roll, but still keeping the essence of the traditional Creole music, like singing the songs in French, you know, and playing the accordion and the frottoir, the rub board, you know. So now, you know, we were, my band was one of the first to use, like, 3 and 4 part harmonies in zydeco music.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about the voice, because you said the voice in your voice is so is so much a part of the show, and the harmonies come into that. Talk a little bit about how you think about your voice as an instrument.
Well, I love hearing great singers, you know, and for me, the voice moved me and my taste more than it any other instrument, you know. And I'm a big fan of people like, you know, Sam Cooke, Taj Mahal, great singer as well. Aaron Neville, of course, you know, from the Neville Brothers, Art Neville, Cyril Neville, 3 great singers. And Irma Thomas, Aretha Franklin, Umo Sangari. I mean, it's just so many great singers, great voices out there. And that's what inspired me to want to sing, you know. And the first time I heard harmonies in zydeco music was when I worked with Paul Simon. I was 19 years old in the studio with Paul Simon in 1985 when he was doing, he was researching our style of music, zydeco music, for the CD Graceland. And he took 3 bands from Louisiana. He had a saxophone player, Dickie Landry, who organized to have my band, Buckwheat Zydeco, and Rockin' Doopsie Senior. And so we did a session. I did a 12-hour session. And he knew that he wasn't going to be able to use what we had for Graceland. So he said, you know what? I want to do something for y'all. I did this song, You Used to Call Me, which was a Clifton Chenier song. And he went back and put 4-part harmonies behind that song, and it just took it somewhere else. And from then on, I said, okay, we got to do this. We got to do this in zydeco music. We got to do this on some other stuff. And for me, that's where the inspiration and the idea came from. Hearing what Paul Simon did was just amazing, you know? And, yeah. And we also added, we were the first zydeco band to fuse reggae and to fuse New Orleans second line. And now the younger guys are starting to fuse some stuff like hip-hop and rap, and which is awesome. You know, they're brave enough to be artists. And you have to be brave to be an artist, because the first thing you're going to hear from some people is that they don't like what you're doing, because it's different. But a lot of artists are ahead of themselves and ahead of their time. And people usually catch up to what they're doing. So I tell that to all the young artists that, you know, get a little flack on, you know, something different. You know, just wait a while. Yeah. You know, you'll see. It's all for a reason, because I think everybody's ideas is divinely inspired. It comes from the Almighty up above, and you better do it. If he put it there, you better do it.
Tell me how. I mean, this is when we talk about the tradition and the history and the cultural heritage, a lot of pain. You mentioned segregation. Yeah. We could spend an hour talking about suffering, and yet the music brings the full human experience to the stage and to our lives. There's so much joy that you, even in hard times, people are gloomy, they're stressed. What does this music offer that part of our lives, the part of our lives that is suffering?
Yeah. Well, it offers you a chance to escape and dance and be happy. You know, just let yourself go, lose yourself in the groove of the zydeco. Yeah, man, you know, that's pretty much, that was an old saying that the older people in our community have, danse les misères. And that meant to dance away your misery. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have something that's messing with you, you dance, forget about it, and you feel better, you know? And I know that's real simple, but that's how we live. You know, we live that simple and that plain, you know, that where, you know, our music mattered to us, you know, was very important, very much a part of our lives, and knew that, you know, when we were at the dances, dancing and feeling good about everything around us and everything that was coming and everything we had, you know, the music was always played a part, you know, to reassure you that, man, everything's going to be all right, you know. And like you said, we, as Creoles, we had to deal with a lot of things through our time, you know, from slavery to Jim Crow to everything else, you know, but the music was always a place where people could go, you know, no matter what that job was or what was happening in their lives. And a lot of the older people used to dress to the nines, you know, they put on their bed like they were going to church, you know. It was a different kind of church, but, you know, it was a feel-good kind of church, you know, where you went and you just celebrated life. You celebrated the fact that you made it through something hard, okay? Or you made it, you know, something good was coming, something good happened, and just forgetting about the, you know, the trials and troubles and being happy. Mm-hmm. Just being around each other and having the music, you know what I'm saying, as the entity that brought us together.
Yeah. This accordion is so interesting to look at. Can we hear a little sound from it,
yeah,
perhaps,
yeah,
for the
yeah,
radio
yeah,
listeners?
Okay.
Yeah.
So this accordion is known as a single row. And the reason they call it a single row, of course, one row of buttons. Yeah. And it's a diatonic accordion. And this is the first style of accordion used in zydeco music. Now, Clifton Chenier played a piano accordion, which is the chromatic accordion. And this one being diatonic is very similar to the harmonica, okay? Just like you have reeds on the harmonica, you have reeds in here. And like when you blow, okay, I'll push one button. When you push into it, it would be like blowing out into a harmonica. It's a note. And then when you pull out with the bellow, would be like sucking in on that same note on the harmonica is a different note. Yeah, so that's the accordion. I'm gonna play a little song.
Dance your troubles away. Terrence Simeon joined us in the studio earlier this summer. His daughter, Marcella Simeon, takes the stage at the Levitt September 14th, 7 p.m. Central Time. The summer music season is not over yet. Here's one more that probably needs no introduction. National powerhouse, The War and Treaty, pared down to the essence. Vocals, a little guitar, a whole lot of love.
One thing is for certain, that love will always call us back home. And that's what this song is about. Love leading us home. And we'd like to dedicate this song to everybody in this room. And thank you for having us. You sound so good, Max Brown. All those lessons I put you when you were 6 months old, it's paying off. Life's a journey about getting by till you get to the by and by and meet your maker up in the big house in the sky. As you travel to and fro, sometimes you get lost trying to go back to a familiar place that you once strayed away from. Oh, but meet me on the other side of the railroad, where the mountain peaks, the crystal streams through the valleys flow. Woes in your arms, I find the straight and narrow on those country roads. You will always be the one that leads me home. Tanya, you're the one that leads me home. Crystal streams through the valleys flows. In your arms I find the straight and narrow on those country roads. Oh, you will always be the one that leads me home.
You're listening to In the Moment on SDPB. I'm Lori Walsh. The Montrose Music Festival brings national acts to rural South Dakota, but you won't see the musicians center stage. Rather, you'll find open mic artists seated next to national artists in song circles. The egos fade away with the spotlight, and all that remains is the music and the power of a good song. Two touring artists stopped by the SDPB Kirby Family Studios in Sioux Falls ahead of this summer's Montrose Music Festival. They opened up their guitar cases and shared music with the microphone, and now we get to bring those songs to you. You'll hear Jay Wagner first from Austin, Texas, followed by Minnesota's Tim Fast.
All right. I'm Jay Wagner, and this is a song that I started writing when I was a park ranger in Joshua Tree National Park a long time ago. about some old houses out there and ended up bringing it and finishing it as a co-write with my friends. And it's called If I Go, I'm Going.
This is Tim Fast. The song is called Herschel Lee Brown.
Gunner on a B-17. He across the Adriatic Sea. 51 missions were complete, but he never talked about it much to me. You can spend your life chasing silver and gold, but your heart will be empty when you grow old. Herschel E. Brown is the richest man in town, even if he never had one thin dime. From Lucknow, South Carolina, he met Inez, the sweet potato queen. Their love was so dear, married for 7 years. That kind of love today that you will seldom see. He'd rather push a rudder tiller than a walker. His 99 years won't get in his way. He'd take the shirt right off his back, and you'd never have to ask. Late at night, before bed, he does pray. You can spend your life chasing silver and gold, but your heart will be empty when you grow old. Herschel E. Brown is the richest man in town, even if he never had one thin dime. He still drives his 89 Ford pickup. Not 'cause he has to, but because it still runs. He never missed a day of church. He's a man of his word. Gonna see those pearly gates when his day comes. And you can spend your life chasing silver and gold, but your heart will be empty when you grow old. Herschel E. Brown is the richest man in town, even if he never had one thin dime.
Thanks, as always, to Matt Faulkner with the Montrose Music Festival for helping us share the music. Let's hear from a few local musicians' latest releases now, as David Hirschroot highlights some of his favorites on this installment of Fresh Tracks.
I don't do many features on South Dakota artists. Songs about South Dakota, absolutely. But I can't remember a time when I've had more than one or two artists and their new albums to talk about. Even back in the days when I was doing CDTV, and that was 12 years of weekly features. So I'm kind of excited, and I want to kick things off with the latest from Hank Harris. He has an album called Beautiful Planet. Now, if you are familiar with Hank, he is a South Dakota institution. If you're under 30, you probably haven't heard of the Red Willow Band, the band that played a lot of Western swing, but really defied every label you can think of. They were popular which is kind of an understatement, from about 1974 to 1982. But if they are getting together for a series of concerts, it's going to be sold out. So, you know, before we get into the new album, here's a little bit of Red Willow.
Don't wake me when the sun goes down. Will you just and we'll go downtown. We'll pick up where we left off last night. Mean old sun, it hurts my head. Guess I'd better get better. Baby, don't you wake me till that sun goes down. Ooh, I had a ball last night.
Hank again was a member of Red Willow. And he's gone on to release 9 or 10 solo albums. In fact, he's released so many that when I was talking to him, he couldn't remember them all. But I think his latest, Beautiful Planet, is his best. It's, I love it. It's a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And as Hank explained to me, he doesn't really sit down to write in a particular style. I call it Harris style. He gets the idea for a song or something starts playing in his mind, and voila, he's got a song, putting it together, working on it, and coming to fruition. I think he told me that he had like 18, maybe 20 songs for this album, you know, and kind of pared it down to 10 or 11. But I want to play a song called Modern Medicine, and this is a song that I would suggest to anybody. Listen to the lyrics.
The doctor says it just cut it up, and then it's gone. That's unless they don't get it out, then they cut it out again. It's just a simple procedure. Local anesthesia will be done by 10. And if we don't get it on, then we'll do it all again. They say it won't kill me, but they don't say when.
Say it won't kill you, but they won't say when.
They say it won't kill me, but they don't say when. Take the dogs for a walk around the block. At the watch and the
lights. Believe it or not, Darren Jackson, and this is his 9th album, He's originally from Bison, South Dakota. And if you're not familiar with the town, it's so small that if you went to Bison, South Dakota and were looking for a room or a hotel, they start with accommodations in Sioux Falls, which I'm not even sure if there is a hotel.
That's not right. But there are places to stay closer than Sioux Falls to Bison.
Well, you can go to Lemon, my hometown. But it's maybe about 350 people at this particular time. County seat of Perkins County. Darren moved away. He now lives in Minneapolis, but he still considers himself to be a South Dakota artist. And he just released his 9th album, Pregustitator. It's maybe a little bit more somber than some of his previous work. Which isn't surprising because like Hank Harris, Darren is always writing new music. It could vary. The song comes into his head, and he's going to do it. He doesn't write a bunch of songs for an album and then start writing for the next project. You could check out his other albums on Spotify. Very, very interesting artist. And here's a song from Pregustitator called Dogs.
There's nothing that they hate. They drink from plastic cups.
This is another South Dakota artist, and I do have a particular prejudice here. The artist is Bright Red Blood, and this is her third album. She's back writing and recording after years of college, medical school, the training that goes into it. And she is not a professional musician. She's a geriatric physician. And she's a one-woman band. She writes incredible music and sings beautifully. Here is Lower from her new album called The Iron Chair. Oh, and did I mention she's my daughter? Hank Harris, Kid Dakota, and Bright Red Blood. We may not have the quantity, but we really do have the quality. And I think we should all be proud.
That's our show for today. We hope that it served you. And yeah, we've got quite a few good South Dakota summer days left here in 2024. Let's make the most of them with live music and good conversation. I'm Lori Walsh from all of us at SDPB. Thanks for listening.